So again, I get, I'm keeping it yellow at this point until we finalize that. Alan, rightfully so, wants to see that, you know, our expectations around the facilities and the aquatics revenue keeps up on the balance of the year, because we're getting out of a season, so we anticipate that maybe some of that will drop off a little bit. So I'm giving you some guidelines around where I think we're going to wind up. It may be a little bit worse on the reserve side. Don't know. Any questions?
I don't know if this is even relative, but like, how much did we hit the reserves for last year? None.
Nothing. We've only done it once.
Okay.
The first year we moved in here, we had to use reserves, but other than that, we've
built. I just want to say that considering that we had significant increases to our salaries this year, the fact that we're possibly only going to have to hit the reserve by $15,000 is fantastic.
Right.
Right?
The thing I guess we need to be mindful of is the step up in the debt that we're going to experience next year. So as we roll into next year, hopefully enrollment will compensate for some of that, right?
Yeah.
Because we're interest only right now on
when
two of the three loans.
When do we turn to interest at P&I?
December on one of the loans, and then the following June on the third.
So December 2019, move to P&I.
And what's that do?
On one loan.
What's that do to us? Based on this year's budget,
I don't,
where would we be?
I have a number in my head, but I don't want to erroneously throw it out there.
I have it on my desktop. I don't have it.
Yeah.
I
want to say it's in the 80,000 arena annually.
Okay. So.
But then it bumps up again.
Yeah, but if we correlated that to this year, we'd be in the reserve for 100,
yeah,
assuming we're at the 15. So that's
right.
When next year, that 100 is going to be.
Unless, you know, we bring it in with.
Correct.
With revenue from students.
Right,
going
right
up to 820.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the plan, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That and the fact that I think we have some fairly sizable one-timers this year.
Mm-hmm.
That you can argue will always be there, but I mean, I think they're relatively large given our experience so far with some of the work that, you know, was done to the lab and so forth. So hopefully we'll be in good shape with the additional unit count.
Yeah, we just have to be able to absorb the increased salaries, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's a big thing to not, like, it's easy to say, oh, we can just tap the reserves, but like, you can't tap the reserves every year.
Right.
You know, we
right,
have
it's
to
not sustainable.
Right.
It needs to be for very specific reasons
right
that we reach into the reserves.
Right.
And this year, I think, you know, part of it was safety and safety concerns,
mm-hmm,
and some of the things that we did around that. And, you know, we've received the funding for that, but I think exceeded the expenditure side of it.
I also.
Any questions?
I don't have any more questions. Anyone else? Okay.
Like the sheet. Thank you.
Okay, who's making your motion? Steve?
Somebody outside of the financial function, I would hope.
I make a motion that we accept the financials for February.
Second.
Well, I guess it's for the month of January, presented at the February meeting.
That's right.
Susie?
I second.
Chris already seconded.
Oh.
Before I started.
You can have it if you want. It's fine.
Is there any further discussion? No. All right. All in favor of approving the financials for January?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All righty. Motion passes. Should we just go ahead and do finance now, too?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
CBOC met yesterday, so there's a finance committee report as well.
Yeah, and it was available down there.
As what?
It was available on the corner.
The what?
It was in the handouts.
There's only one.
Except I think it just said February 19th.
Thank you.
You're going back in time, huh?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You'll be sorry, Susie. You'll be sorry.
Most of it's right here.
Take one, please.
Is there stuff in there?
There's only two.
Eric decided he wasn't going to refill our refrigerator anymore.
Oh, he's not?
No.
I want two waters.
He's trying to save money, and he's doing it on our backs. So from now on, bring your own drinks.
I'll buy you a case of water.
Bring the $4.
Oh, my God. You got to get it. You take it.
There's sodas in there.
That's bad.
They're expired, and they're not full.
Okay, what's happening, Phyllis? Hello.
Hello.
CBOC?
Yeah. So, do you want us to go through everything we went through on the report?
Give us if there's anything.
There is one thing. We have the 990 for last year.
Never saw it. I'm sorry.
We have the 990 from last year.
990 from. Oh, we have to vote on that.
Yes.
Uh huh.
And then Susie will need to sign it because she was the president last year.
Uh-huh. How are you going to get me to sign that next year, huh?
Really? Oh, because it was my year.
So what was available down there were all the handouts that we had. There was a document showing a revised budget that Steve was referencing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not final yet, but the first page has the anticipated revenues for the remainder of the year and projected expenses. And then it's followed by two pages line by line by line. And I kind of inserted into our monthly financial reports. So it shows that it's bringing it in line with the 58.3%. So each category is closer to where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
There are some unanticipated expenses that we discussed. The pool deck was not properly installed. It was a combination of small rubber pieces of rubber and an adhesive that's supposed to hold it together, and it wasn't mixed thoroughly and well, so areas are actually drying up and the pieces of rubber are coming off, and other places look fine. It was also supposed to be sealed afterwards, and the installer never came back and sealed it, so we need to have it cleaned. All those stains can be taken up, and I don't know what that's going to cost.
Why doesn't the installer do it?
We're out of warranty.
But if he didn't do it correctly the first time.
We didn't know until just recently when it started coming up.
It doesn't seem to be a warranty item.
I don't know that we want the same person coming back and doing it again if they didn't install it correctly the first time. And I have no idea how much it's going to cost.
So what's that cost?
I spoke with the gentleman yesterday. It's Cannon Pools and Spas, and he's familiar with this product. I think they're in Seaford.
Mm-hmm.
And he was waiting for one more piece of information from the manufacturer to be able to give us a quote.
Who builds our pools?
Pools and Spas.
Do they do a lot of work with Shell?
No. I think they were just the bidder that was available in that window. They're the ones that came and told us we had no chlorine in our water. And
so they suck, basically. I'm not afraid to say it on the record. If they didn't do it right, that's unacceptable. It's a shame that we're going to now have to invest money to fix it. It doesn't seem right to me, even though it is out of warranty.
But it would seem to me a warranty would cover a defect in the material or the product, and that's not what we have. We have an installation problem.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't seem to me that it would even be anything a warranty would cover.
Yeah, you're right.
I can check into it. I could call someone.
I mean, I know what's going to happen. We're going to get into one of these things where, yes, we did it right. No, we didn't. You know, we installed it right. It's a product problem versus the manufacturer saying it's not a product problem. It's an installation problem, and you're going to have both sides.
It needs to be fixed. It's really bad in some areas.
Yeah.
It's getting into the pool because we're putting stuff over the areas where it is, so they're not dragging it in when they walk across it. We also have 4 HVAC units on the roof that were during phase 3, which was the chemistry lab, the library, the cafeteria. And the only way to control them is to go up to the unit and get into the unit to be able to adjust for temperature. Except they can be tied into our existing system.
Okay.
and the estimate for that is $11,500.
To get them tied in?
To get them tied in so we can actually control them. But if I can find someone who can run the wiring for less than $5,000, that'll bring the price down.
Where's Lance? Poor Lance.
We need to put a security system in the garage building because there is none and we have a lot of expensive equipment out there. That's going to be about
$2,000.
It's all in our notes, in the notes. And then we're out of shelving in the library, so we got a quote from a cabinet maker who can match the existing laminates and give us additional shelving for about $4,000.
So these are all reasons why the budget, the increase, these yes. represent the increases.
Yes, some okay. of the increases, yes. Mm-hmm. We went over the... financial framework, and we were green and everything, so it was good. The USDA report, we were required to report quarterly to the USDA because we had the loans, and the December one was the last one that they required us from us, so that's done. Richard Riggins from DOE went through our P-card transactions, as did Dean Swingle, kind of looked him over. So it was a relatively short meeting, but we got a lot done.
Okay, great. So we have to make a motion to accept this? No, we're done. Okay, good. All right, thank you. No, it's just minutes from the year.
We do have to make a motion on this, though, right?
Yes, we do need a motion on the 990.
Yeah. Okay, so are you going to present the 990 to us?
Other than to say you have a copy of it and it was tied out to the extent possible to our audited financial statements that were previously approved, I reviewed it and I didn't see any issues with it.
Okay. So will someone make a motion?
Motion to accept the 990 as presented.
To who? Okay. Who
has
it? You said
we have it.
Yeah, it should be in there. Just
me and I'll have it.
No, that's all right.
I'm going to have it in a second.
I'm going to have to sign it. I might as well see it.
Oh, yeah.
She's not one to sign without reading, fellas.
You going to do a second? Or?
I'll second.
Sean's a second. Discussion. Could you just explain what that is? The 990 is what?
This
is the nonprofit.
It's the nonprofit tax return for the school.
Right. We have one every year.
I don't remember.
We vote on it every year. You don't have to sign it this minute. I guess you do.
I'm just looking.
But we have to accept it.
No pressure. I mean, the accountant prepared it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Susie, right. It's really
so Sean's a second. Is there any discussion?
She's going to get a
jury. Okay.
The meeting will be over.
So Marty motion, Sean's a second. May I have a vote? Are all in favor of accepting the 990 as written?
Aye.
Any opposition? The motion passes unanimously. Susie will sign it at her leisure. All right, moving on. We have no foundation update. Suffice it to say that at the foundation board meeting in January, I pulled Joe aside and I asked him potentially if he would consider going back to the investors to decide to fund the constable another year. And he was not opposed to that. So I think... we just need to kind of decide if we need that or if we want that and, you know, kind of put some stuff down in writing. Okay, committee reports. We have reports from several committees. Athletics, outreach, legislative... That's what we have. Anything additional from committees that did not report?
For school culture, I didn't submit, and we didn't have much. Tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow we have the taco bar for everybody, and then we're going to have a debrief at 2 o'clock after that and discuss, and then I'll add the debrief into the community report for March.
Nice.
You coming to the taco bar?
I'm going to try. If I can sneak it out, I might.
It's just a snack. Just keep that in mind. It's not like a full lunch.
Depends on how big your plate is.
How many times you go back up.
Okay. We talked about preference, just in that we have our interviews next week. We had 170 essays this year, which was pretty overwhelming.
Painful.
Hmm?
Painful.
Yeah, it's more than ever. I mean, it's just every year. It's going to keep happening. Potentially, we will have to do the preference process with the high school as well, once we figure out how many spots we're going to have in ninth grade once we hear back from our eighth graders, and then compare that to how many applications we've had for ninth grade. So time will tell. Ad hoc board policy committee, super lame here, scheduled a meeting, totally forgot about it, had to cancel it, sorry. So I will reschedule that for sometime in the next couple of weeks. I apologize for that. Thank God Susie checked on me to see if we were having the meeting.
And I had it down at for the wrong time on my calendar, and I had a conflict, so.
It was a big mess.
It was, yeah.
And do we have anything on strategic planning?
Yeah, we have a meeting with Susie's group on Monday.
And mine tomorrow.
And Dr. Johnny's is tomorrow.
And that should be rounding up our meetings, right?
Yeah, rounding them up. So every single committee has identified their goals. So there are 3 to 4 per committee. And now they're just kind of firming up some strategies for the goals. But, yeah.
So we have about 20 people in my committee. So up till now, we have 3 meetings all together. Tomorrow's plan is to break them in 3 different groups, which we have identified, and then probably come up with something that we're going to give to Eric and his team, and they're going to write something and come back to us. So that's the plan.
Great. Awesome.
And I think Susie's group will probably be ready to hand it over for us to write something and then bring it back to present to them back in March.
We're pretty much there.
So, in the other group, Denise's group. Denise?
Correct. Yep. I'm here. Professional Excellence Subcommittee. We meet actually, what's the 25th? Tuesday, I think?
Yeah.
Monday.
We have a meeting. I attended the last one, and Eric's right in terms of our goals and kind of finalizing the verbiage.
Are our meetings at the same time then?
I don't remember the exact times of those meetings.
What mine's time's your meeting, Denise?
3:30.
Mine's at 6. Right? Yeah, that's very good.
I actually won't be able to attend either one of those.
Because he'll be in D.C.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you after this to see what I'm supposed to do with my next step.
Heck no. Listen, I am doing as much as I possibly can with the preference interviews next week. That's 2 nights. I can't do another night. My husband
It's a busy week.
Me. No, she's not manageable. All right, we'll figure that out. Anything else on committee reports? No, moving on, old business. Solar, Lance isn't here, but I have a little bit of an update, which is that since our last meeting where we had a little issue with the location, we went back to Constellation and we proposed, once we had an opportunity to look at the master plan, we gave eyes to Joe, had eyes on everything, and we then determined it's actually, is it field 13?
Yeah, I have 4 copies of it.
So it's the back left instead of the back right by the where the road could be. It's the back left potential practice field. It does not interfere with the track.
Yes.
And I reviewed the minutes from the meeting in December where we voted on the solar, and I was comfortable that we did not need to come back to the board for, for approval for this different location. So because time is of the essence, I just, Lance and I, we got together, we said move forward. Everyone was fine with the field. I think it's, you know, everyone, all the administration looked good. We're good.
What the company's at?
Good.
They were, they, you know, they came back and they were, they, it's not the preference, but they're doing it.
They're going to do it.
So.
Is it, so the discussion was about putting it over a kind of a drainage area?
No, that.
Initially?
It was going to be here.
It was going to be.
Right.
Over by the road, the.
Entrance, the only entrance we have.
The Route 9.
Yeah, left entrance.
On, yeah.
Yeah, but then I thought we were talking about potentially putting it over where the retaining
water
ponds.
Water catchment area.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Okay.
Why it didn't work, I.
I think part of it is because of the wiring needs it's going to have.
Yeah.
It would have had to go under those parking lots.
Yeah.
And that'd be very expensive.
Yeah.
So if you see the little red line on here that comes behind the turf fields, that's how they're going to tie it in now.
Okay.
They wanted to have it here, so it was a much more direct tie-in.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So I think this is a great solution. Anything else under old business? Okay, new business, wellness policy. Alan?
We don't have copies of it.
Well, I don't even know what this is.
All right.
Someone enlighten me.
There's a wellness committee. We presented a very extensive policy that's required, mm-hmm. and we've made a couple of tweaks to it. The first tweak was last year about.
Hold on, there's a wellness committee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not it's in-house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, none of us are on it, but
yeah. And so the first tweak was to change the language about snacks because it was really restrictive and it was very hard not to violate it. So we kind of loosened the language up a little bit. They met again in the fall and wanted to change the language related to physical activity, basically taking out quite a bit of the language in terms of what we're going to be able to provide the students because when we wrote it, the kids were going out for recess, at least in the middle school, and we're not doing that anymore. So we wanted to kind of scale back on that. And so we're just taking language out.
Okay.
So it was put together. It was sent to Jonta mm-hmm. in November, mm-hmm. late November for her review. Mm-hmm. So we
and could, I didn't have any objections
okay.
to it.
Okay, so can we...
I can print copies of it right now if you want. It's...
No, that's all right. We have a few other...
It's 11 pages long.
Yeah, policies long. That we need to address at our March meeting. We discussed that at the January meeting. We said we would revisit attendance and professional development policies will be tabled until the March meeting. So I would suggest that at the same time, we also address... the wellness policy, sort of have a little policy conversation. But if you could get us a draft, obviously ahead of time. Okay, anything else on that? Any other new business? Well, we are cruising tonight, fellas. Okay. Then I make a, oh, Susie, could you make our motion for executive? Is it at the bottom of the,
yeah.
Hold on.
We have, oh, here we go.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I make a motion that we go into executive session pursuant to 29 Delaware Code 10,004E2.
It is.
Discuss personnel issues. Can I have a second?
Second. Who?
Steve Burke, second.
Actually, this is not, I'm sorry. It's actually 10,004B9. Unless they change the code. Sorry.
10,000, is that 10004?
Yeah, 30004.
Jeez, there were that many policies.
In my copy of the code says it's section B9, but whatever. But it's discussed personnel.
Okay. Susie made the motion. Steve seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. So we are at 5:00.